Well, I think it's fair to say that it's enormously challenging at the moment for us and for all regional TAFEs. 80% of the courses that are in the system are having funding cuts. 20% are having an increased funding, which is great. But it's the 80% of the courses that we are really anxious about. As a regional TAFE provider, our obligation thus far has been to try and provide as broad a range, a broader suite of courses in the region for the local region, so that students don't have to travel, and so that they can access education and aspirational outcomes locally. And that is the very difficult thing that we are trying to work through now, how to retain, if you like, as many options locally as we can.
So will courses be cut?
I think there's no question that courses will be cut.
Do we know which courses will be cut yet?
At Advanced TAFE, we've taken the view of actually working through it as carefully as we can, looking on a course-by-course basis of the impact of the funding changes and trying to come up with creative solutions wherever possible to, as I said earlier, to retain as many options locally as we can. We've also said that we don't want to put into the public arena, if you like, the course areas that are going to be cut before we've spoken directly to the staff affected. And I think that's the right thing to do.
During the meeting, you mentioned that the new funding model is going to come into effect on July 1st. Now, that doesn't give TAFE colleges very long to actually work all of this out. How long do you have?
Well, as you said, July the 1st is when the subsidy changes come into effect. They are for new enrolments. Existing enrolments, in other words, students who are already in and studying part of a course, it won't affect them, and it won't affect the subsidy that we get under the old funding regime. But the reality is we are having to reforecast our budget for the rest of 2012. There are significant impacts that will happen as of now, and then we're going to, as soon as we've done that, we'll have to reforecast our budget for the beginning of 2013, because from the beginning of 2013, there's another withdrawal of a whole range of funding.
So can you give me an example of how these cuts will affect a student who is about to, or who is considering enrolling in a course at TAFE next semester?
Yes, it depends on the course. There are some courses that we will say that we will teach out of. In other words, we will honour the commitment that we have made to those students who have already in the course and studying the course, and we will allow them and enable them, if you like, to finish that course. In other course areas, there will simply be courses that we won't start because the funding rate is significantly reduced and we just can't afford to run them.
So what's the sort of price difference do you foresee for students who are going to enrol in TAFE within the next year or so after these subsidy changes come into effect?
Well, in some cases, the costs of courses, if we choose to, or if we can, I should say, afford to keep running them, will go up significantly. So whereas a student potentially may pay $800 now, it is conceivable that that course might cost $4,000 to $5,000 under the new funding regime.
And is that for 1 year?
That's for 1 year.
So that's comparable with a university degree course?
Yes, indeed.
And so are you worried? I mean, what's the mood like at Advanced TAFE? I mean, this was a big surprise for everyone in the sector, wasn't it?
Yes, we certainly were aware that the state government budget was going to be a difficult one, and we certainly accept that the government has had to make some really tough choices. I have to say we were surprised at the severity of the cuts, and yes, there is a lot of anxiety, to be fair, amongst our staff, but what we are saying is that we will work through it carefully. We will not make rash decisions. We will try and do the best we can for our community first and not put ourselves first, but ultimately there is no backing away from the reality that these cuts will have significant impacts on our current services, and there are some that we won't be able to offer into the future.